Welcome to episode 56 of Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Doughty.
And I'm the second Larry.
And the first mic is...
Mike? Well, Mike is off to clown school. Most people think he's already a clown. He says he's anxious to wear one of those big rubber noses, and especially these oversized flappy shoes. He's hoping, by the way, to eventually get a job at Barnum & Bailey Circus. Yeah. I guess he hasn't heard that they folded their tent and went out of business years ago. He was hoping to meet one of those hoochie-coochie girls. I think, you know, that's more of a carnival thing. That's not a circus thing. He's so dumb. He just truly doesn't know. He doesn't glow.
Oh, Mike. Here we go at episode 56. We're going to be talking about songs turning 50.
Oh, my gosh.
In 2023, which means... The songs came out in 1973, so we're going to get to that in just a little bit.
By the way, people have been asking.
Oh?
So.
Uh-oh.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
I just thought I would put that in. People do want to know, you know. People have a need to know.
Okay. I love that. What do you say we do some birthdays?
Oh, you want to do birthdays?
If you would like to. Yes, please. Do we have the band in? Could we afford them? How's the budget? Okay.
There they are. They showed up a couple of seconds late.
I was so afraid. We've already spent our budget for the year.
Oh, they work cheap. They really do. They work for cupcakes. Work for cupcakes. So what do you got?
All right. Happy birthday to Kenny Loggins, who turned 75.
I think that I heard this morning that Kenny Loggins has announced that he is hanging it up.
No way.
I believe, I think I heard that on CBS Morning News this morning. I'm pretty certain.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was all right.
Well, he's 75.
Well, for the longest time, he, you know, sang about being, I'm all right.
But, I get it. I'm sorry.
That's the best I could do.
You know, I'm 75, and I'm still doing it.
This
podcast is what I'm talking about, of course.
Country singer John Rich, 49, Shirley Bassey.
Goldfinger, 86 years old. Oh, my gosh, she's getting up there.
Yeah.
Accordionist Joey, the cowpoke. Polka King of the Riders of the Sky. Remember when I did the thing on him?
I know.
74 years old. He's still doing it.
I laughed then. Still continue to laugh.
Okay.
Kim Wilson of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, 72.
Are they still fabulous?
They're just fab now.
Joan Baez, 82. I love Joan Baez.
Oh, yeah.
I love me some Joan Baez. Yep. Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin, 79. Dave Matthews of Dave Matthews Band, 56.
Mm-hmm.
A.J. McLean of the Backstreet Boys, 45.
Can you believe Rod Stewart turned 78 recently?
Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Look at his face.
And I think he's still on tour, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Has he combed his hair ever?
No, he hasn't.
Okay.
Pat Benatar is 70.
Yep. Turning 52, Mary J. Blige. Melanie Chisholm, Sporty Spice of the Spice Girls, 49.
She's Sporty Spice?
She's a Sporty Spice.
Can you name any of the other Spice Girls' names?
Sparky Spice. No, not Sparky.
Okay. From the Fox show Monarch and country music singer Trace Atkins turned 61. I like Trace.
I like him too.
Got a big old deep
voice.
He's
got some pipes.
He's got some pipes on him.
Ronnie Millsap turned 80. Katherine Anderson Schaffner of the Marvelettes, 79.
Mm.
Country singer Jim Stafford, his Spiders and Snakes, 79.
Oh, rapper Kid Rock turns 52. We'll be celebrating that in just a little while.
Oh, boy.
Former Rolling Stone guitarist Mick Taylor is 75.
Mm-hmm.
Singer Sheila Hutchinson of The Emotions is 70. Finish it out from there, Larry.
Okay. Steve Earle, 68. Paul Young, 67. Susanna Hoffs of The Bangles, 64. Oh, and one I just stumbled on was Bobby Goldsboro. Alive and well, 82.
I saw that, 82 years old. I always liked Bobby Goldsboro. I didn't like his haircut, but I always liked his songs. He was one. I had a whole string of hits in the 60s. Voodoo Woman, one of my favorite songs ever.
Fantastic song.
It was a great song, well produced. Yeah.
All right, you ready to dive into this podcast?
Well, sure, let's do.
All right, let's do it with our opening montage.
My love does it good.
Oh, super.
Oh,
Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones.
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time.
All right, since we're talking about the songs from 1973 in the opening montage, we had My Love from McCartney and Wings, Superfly, Curtis Mayfield, Do You Want to Dance, Bette Midler. That's always been one of my favorite Bette Midler songs. Why Can't We Live Together, Timmy Thomas. That was his one-hit wonder, wasn't it?
Timmy Thomas, that song had the longest intro.
It did.
By the time he started singing, the record was over.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Funny Face, I Love You. Donna Fargo. Little
Happiest
bit of
Girl in the USA,
yes,
isn't she?
Indeed.
Yep, yeah, I believe so.
Bad Bad Leroy Brown from Jim Croce. So Very Hard to Go, Tower Power, love them. You've seen them a couple times in concert.
Right? I have. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Yeah. Stuck in the Middle with You from Steeler's Wheel. Free Bird from Skynyrd. Right Place, Wrong Time, Dr. John. Free Ride from Edgar Winter Group. China Grove, The Doobie Brothers. Me and Mrs. Jones, Billy Paul. Rocky Mountain High, John Denver. Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got. Four Tops and Reeling in the Years. Man, 1973 was an awesome
year
for music.
It was a great year. It really was. Daniel by Elton John. Midnight Train to Georgia, I think you mentioned. Gladys Knight and Her Pips.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple, and Cover of the Rolling Stones. Mm-hmm. I got something on that, by the way. I got something on that.
Okay.
I'm reading a brand new book,
yeah,
550 pages, by Jan Wimmer,
okay,
who is the publisher and editor of Rolling Stone magazine. He started it.
Yeah.
It's fascinating because, as you may imagine, he knows every rock and roller ever in the world. He has Mick Jagger's personal phone number, home phone number. Calls him. They're great pals. They really are. He mentions that in 1973, in the book, I just came across this chapter 4 or 5 yesterday, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show went to Billboard's number one position for many weeks with a song called Cover of the Rolling Stone.
We're big rock singers. We got golden fingers and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of
I love that song.
Kind of just let it roll for a minute.
Here it comes.
It's the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover of Stone. Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother.
Yes.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Well, Jan Wimmer said he got so much free publicity out of that when it went to number one that he said, we went ahead and took the bait, and we put their picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Did you know that?
I didn't know the backstory.
As a result of that song.
Funny. Can you believe the number one song for 1973 for the entire year was Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree?
No.
Yep, it was. Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Well, it was pretty huge, all right. No two ways about that.
Yep. Killing Me Softly with this song, Roberta Flack, Let's Get It On, from Marvin Gaye. Why Me? Kris Kristofferson. I never really got that song, but it was so popular.
Mm-hmm. Then there was Lynyrd Skynyrd's Free Bird.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most celebrated guitar anthems of all time became even better known as for its punchline, which is, play Free Bird. Apparently, people do this, doesn't matter who's on stage.
Right. Free Bird!
So that sort of became a catchphrase.
Crocodile Rock came out in 1973. Will It Go Round in Circles? Billy Preston. One of my favorites from the year, Carly Simon's You're So Vain.
You probably think this song's about you. Billy Joel's Piano Man. We'll talk about that. The lowest period in Billy Joel's career inspired this song, he may be best known for, after signing a terrible contract for his first album, Cold Spring Harbor.
Yeah.
The New York-based Joel laid out in Los Angeles where he performed under the fake name of Bill Martin. Did you know that?
I know.
The star's real full name, by the way, is William Martin Joel.
Huh.
Joel.
And, of course, you know Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks are going on the road together.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are they an item?
No, they're not an item.
No.
They're just going to make some bucks together.
Oh, okay.
Touch Me in the Morning Diana Ross.
Touch me anytime you want to.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Vicki Lawrence, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
That's easy for you to say.
That's just a fun song.
It is. It's a good song. It really is. The only hit she ever had, but she didn't need any others. Aerosmith's Dream On. You talked about that, right?
That's a great song.
Rach is one of the most popular power ballads of all time. It barely made a blip when it appeared. An Aerosmith's debut album, single 1973. Only radio station in the group's hometown of Boston recognized its brilliance. Hmm. Rolling Stone magazine didn't even review the corresponding album when it came from. And in fact, two full years passed before Dream On became a top 10 hit.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wasn't aware of that. You remember the song Pillow Talk?
I do.
Yeah, Pillow Talk. That was Sylvia.
Sylvia, yeah. So Whispering Sylvia.
Sylvia Robinson. Right Place, Wrong Time. Dr. John loved that song. Another pretty song from 1973, Skylark.
Oh, that was a great one.
And Wildflower.
Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On. One of the sexiest songs ever recorded, originally addressed something far more troubling.
Mm-hmm.
The initial version penned by Ed Townsend expressed his need to overcome his alcoholism. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. While Gaye loved the song's melody, he convinced Townsend to let him recast the words to reflect it as romantic feelings at the time for Janice Hunter, who would later become his second wife and mother of his two children.
You know, there were just some strange songs that came out in 1973 as well. Yeah, I mentioned a few minutes ago the number one song of the year was Tie a Yellow Ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
But also making the list at number 34 for the year, this is according to Billboard, Tony Orlando and Dawn, Say, Has Anybody Seen My Sweet Gypsy Rose?
Strange song, and
yes, it was
sort of odd top 40 song, but it really was a big hit.
Yeah, it was. Monster Mash came out in 73. The song that just has staying power to this day, King Harvest, Dancing in the Moonlight.
Yeah. What about Steve Miller's The Joker? Have you mentioned that?
I have not, but that's a great song.
As to the lineage of the song Pompetus, the word Pompetus.
Yeah.
A similar word turned up in 1954, hit by a doo-wop group called the Medallions. Miller himself had a cheekier take on it during his induction speech into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. In 2022, he alluded to the word by saying, "My attorney is here tonight, and he will explain exactly what it is and how much it costs you to say it," which makes no sense to me at all.
No.
It's a made-up word, pompetus. I don't think there's such a thing. Now, pompous is a word, but pompetus of love? What is it?
Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompetus of love.
Your mama don't dance, your daddy don't rock and roll.
No, he doesn't.
Loggins and Messina.
Yeah,
we were talking about Kenny Loggins a second ago. Cisco Kid came out in 73, Feeling Stronger Every Day, one of Chicago's great songs. From the best one-hit wonder, I think, from that year, Hurricane Smith.
Oh, babe, what would you say? Pink Floyd's Money. Money is the root of all evil today, sang Roger Waters at the start of the song. It made him fantastically wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, getting rich was very much on his mind at the time. Money interested me enormously, he told the British newspaper The Telegraph. I was coveting a Bentley like crazy, the car, the Bentley.
Oh, yeah.
The only way to get something like that is through rock and roll. Or a football pool.
That's good. Hocus Pocus, we talked about this recently. That's just a fun, up-tempo song from the group Focus. That was their one-hit wonder.
Probably one of the few rock and roll songs that feature yodeling.
What else came out in that year? Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu.
I've had that. I've had it at least twice this year, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney, Wings, Live and Let Die. And you mentioned that. McCartney scored a number of firsts with his theme for the Bond film Live and Let Die.
Uh-huh.
It was the first 007 song to hit number one, the first created by a rock artist, and the first to be nominated for the Best Original Song Oscar.
Wow.
He was hitting on all.
Let's see, what else came out from that year?
Well, Midnight Train to Georgia, you've talked about this in the past with Gladys Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Its original form, Knight's signature song, made no reference whatsoever to the state of Georgia. Initially, songwriter Jim Weatherly, who wrote it, titled his piece Midnight Train to Houston, inspired by an evocative phrase used by his friend, actress Farrah Fawcett, in a conversation with her husband at the time, Lee Majors.
Mm-hmm.
Weatherly first cut the song himself as in a country version, but about a year later he got a call from Sissy Houston, Whitney's mom, wanted to record it. She did, but it didn't go anywhere. So anyway, eventually it ended up with Gladys Knight and the Pips, and it became Midnight Train to Georgia that we know today.
Great, great, great.
Big song from 1973, that's for sure.
Yeah. A couple others I wanted to mention. Gimme Love from George Harrison. It's just a wonderful song. What else? Ann Murray came out with Danny's Song that year. Barry White was popular with I'm Gonna Love You Just a Little More, Baby. And OJ's Love Train.
Frankenstein. How did that come about? Do you know anything about why the song was called Frankenstein? Because honestly, it has nothing to
it's
do.
It's an instrumental, though, isn't it? I mean, they don't sing anything, do they?
You might be right about that. Oh, you know, I think you're right about that. Yeah. Anyway, they say back in those days when you edited something, you had to physically cut the tape and splice it back together again.
Been there too many times.
Winter told Song Facts, we were making fun of how to put it back together, and at one point my drummer, Chuck Ruff, said, "It's like a Frankenstein." The monster was born, and that's how they got the title of the song. Made no sense then, doesn't make much sense now.
Wow. Looking back in 1973, Richard Nixon was president. Spiro Agnew and Gerald Ford held the office of vice president. You'll have to do your history lesson on that one. I'm not going to explain it. U.S. signed the Paris Peace Awards, ending involvement in the Vietnam War, which could have been the reason Thai Yellow Ribbon was so popular that year. Average income from 1973, $12,900.
What?
Yep. New house was going to cost you $32,500. Gallon of gas. Oh, gosh.
Oh, here we go.
39 cents.
Oh, my gosh. No wonder I could afford to drive to Harrisonburg and back every day to make less than $100 a week at WHBG.
Yeah. Let's see. A movie ticket would cost you $1.77. Dozen eggs, 45 cents.
However, a popcorn would still cost you $8.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. And I guess one of the big cars of its day, the Ford Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the Ford Galaxy 500, $3,883.
Yikes. Wow.
The popular movies from that year, Exorcist, American Graffiti, The Sting, The Way We Were, Live and Let Die from James Bond. Popular TV shows, Maude, Cannon, MASH, All in the Family, The Waltons, Sanford and Son, Mary Tyler Moore Show, and the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour.
I remember that. Yep. I do. That was a lot of fun.
Yep,
it was a lot of fun. Oh, well, that's the way it goes.
Speaking of fun,
1973 was a good year and it was a good year for movies that you just mentioned.
It was a great year for movies.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of fun, is it time for Seconds Guessing?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
You think you're up for it?
I did so well with that first one. This one scares me a lot.
Oh, you're gonna be all right.
Okay.
You're gonna be okay.
All right.
Okay, the prize. You're always excited about the prize.
Oh, I'm always excited. Right.
Well, the prize is milking lessons. Because I remember how bad you were at it, Tanglewood Mall, a couple of years ago.
You haven't forgot that yet?
No, I haven't forgotten. A handy skill to have, Larry, when the old milk shelves go bare at the store. What were some of the issues in the past? How to improve your grip and pull. Milk bucket not included. Okay?
Okay.
Milk bucket not included. So do you think you're ready for this, Lair?
I'm as ready as I will ever be.
Are you up for it? Here we go. All right. Easy. All these, of course, are for big hits from 1973.
Okay.
All right.
Yes,
so,
baby, I know.
You mentioned it earlier.
I know. Hurricane Smith. Oh, babe, what would you say?
Hurricane Smith, I think, was just a group more than a person. I do believe so.
Okay. Did you know I'd go to sleep?
last song from Edward Bear.
Yep. Edward's, and that was his last song, too, by the way. It's the only hit he ever had.
It was the only song, wasn't it?
It was the first and last song for Edward Bear, I can tell you that right now.
Okay. Crossing the highway late last night, he should have looked left and he should have looked right.
Come on, Larry.
He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed. There you are.
That's
Dead Skunk Dave in the middle there.
Loudon Wainwright the third.
Right. Don't touch me.
Hey, coming Ray. Back to me.
Hey, sugar.
That's Dr. Hook.
Second time around on the program.
Yeah.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got
covered gold Rolling Stones.
And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about
I'm sorry,
truth.
I just have to let this roll for $10,000 a show. I just love this song.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills.
So good.
I
love it.
But
I
they did get their picture on the Rolling Stone.
They did.
Yeah. Here we go. Another one.
Okay.
You mentioned this a while ago.
Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Night the Lights went out in Georgia.
In Georgia.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her.
That was a good song.
It's amazing really how funny she is and can produce something like that.
I know, it's true.
This is Steeler's Wheel and Stuck in the Middle with You.
I always loved this song.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.
What a great song.
Clowns to the left of me, clown jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle again.
Day after day, I'm more confused.
Drift Away, Dobie Gray.
Yeah.
Yet I look for
you're doing pretty good on that.
73 was a great year.
A lot of really great music, you know? Yeah.
Sadly, absolutely. That we forgot about.
Here's one that you mentioned earlier.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, here it comes again.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine.
Skylark.
Yeah.
Wildflower.
Is that the only hit they ever had?
I think so.
I think so, too. But it was a big one. I can tell you that. We played it a long time on the radio. We did. Here we go. Here's a good one. Come on.
She was black.
Brother Louie. Stories.
Stories. I think that was their only hit, too, wasn't it? Stories. They may have had one other one. A taste, brown sugar.
Whatever the other one was, it wasn't nearly as big as that one.
Just 17, everything that you say is all
Looking Glass, Jimmy Loves Marianne.
Yeah, that was a follow-up to that other song we love so much.
Yeah, Brandy.
Brandy, yes. Looking Glass. And finally... No, it's not Michael Osmond or what's his name.
The DeFranco family. It's a heartbeat.
Yes, it's a heartbeat. The old Franco, DeFranco American spaghetti family, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you did pretty good on that.
I
thought you did real well.
I kind of surprised myself
on
that.
I don't care what everybody else says. I think you're doing great.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
All right, we've got a ton of deaths to talk about.
Oh, no, not that.
Yeah. Do you want to start with yours? Or?
Yeah, I will. Drummer Robbie Bachman of Bachman Turner Overdrive dies at age of 69. Lips just gave out. They just stopped working. Conform
yours or his?
Robbie Bachman, the drummer for a Canadian hard rock band. I don't think that I ever considered them hard rock. I don't know who came up with that. What the Associated Press says.
Maybe in their day.
Well, anyway, Bachman Turner Overdrive was known for such 70s hits as Taking Care of Business.
Mm-hmm.
You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
Uh-uh.
Died at the age of 69. Randy Bachman left the group in the mid-70s, gave the remaining members permission to call themselves BTO, but not Bachman Turner Overdrive, so as to distance himself from the band. Their popularity faded as they broke up in the 1980s. They got together and then they would break up again. They just couldn't make up their minds if they liked each other or not.
Yeah, that's true. But what a great
band. Absolutely.
Jeff Beck, one of rock's legendary guitarists, passed away on January 11th after contracting bacterial meningitis.
Ew.
He was 78. He first burst onto the scene as a member of the Yardbirds. He was the replacement in 65 for Eric Clapton. In 66, he left the Yardbirds to start his own band, the Jeff Beck Group, which featured vocalists, ready? Rod Stewart and bassist Ron Wood.
All-star gang.
Yeah.
No two ways about
Mick
that.
Jagger said that Jeff Beck, he was one of the best guitar players on the planet. McCartney tweeted, Jeff Beck was a lovely man with a wicked sense of humor who played some of the best guitar music ever to come out of Great Britain. Rolling Stone ranked him top five of the 100 greatest guitarists ever. He was a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and was also inducted for the Yardbirds and a solo artist. That was in 2009.
Mm. And on a personal level, I lost a dear personal friend, Doug Patterson. He passed away at the age of 75. Roanoke's theater community lost one of its most beloved members when he died. Patterson had spent the past 10 years at Friendship Manor dealing with the effects of a stroke and related health concerns.
Oh, wow.
He briefly took, when Leva Johnson died, we put Doug Patterson on with me as co-host of Cookin' Cheap, and he did that for two or three years, I think, something like that. It was a good guy, good fella.
Yeah,
very shy in person, but put him on stage. Oh, my gosh, he was so funny. He was a great song and dance man.
Oh, that's good to hear. Well, yeah. we'll miss him for sure. And Lisa Marie Presley passing away on January 12th, just 4 days after what would have been Elvis's 88th birthday.
Jeez.
From an episode of cardiac arrest at her home in Calabasas, California. 54 years of age, Lisa Marie recorded 3 studio albums. Have you ever heard her version of Dirty Laundry, the old Don Henley song?
I've never heard her version of anything.
It's awesome. It really is.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
But I could have been an actor, but I wound up. Presley was married to musician Danny Keough from 88 to 94, Michael Jackson from 94 to 96, actor Nicolas Cage, I forgot about that one, from 2002 to 2004.
Lasted 4 months.
Yeah, pretty much. And guitarist music producer Michael Lockwood from 2006 to 2021. All of her marriages ending in divorce.
She's going to be buried at Graceland. She'll be joined.
Yep.
Surrounded by her family.
Yep.
The entire backyard's becoming a cemetery. I hate to say it, but it's true.
Sadly,
it is very sad.
Yeah, because her son, Benjamin, is buried there as well. And I understand her daughters will be the ones to carry on the Graceland legacy.
Yeah, you know, she sold off her part of the Presley estate many years ago to a huge corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And they've since sold it to another bigger corporation.
Yep, yep.
But she kept 11% of the stock in whatever the company was that bought them. And she kept Graceland.
Mm-hmm.
So she retained ownership of that. So the girls will get that, and probably they'll also get this 11% of whatever the state still earns. So
could be.
Very interesting. Interesting family.
Interesting list of people we have lost.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
I believe we've milked this for all it's worth.
And then some.
And then some. But anyway, yeah, it's true.
Well, thank you for listening to episode 56 of Two Larrys and a Mic. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you please subscribe to the show?
No, please. Yeah. Please, please, please.
And
please,
you can find Two Larrys and a Mic wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to share the podcast with someone. Just click on the share button. That's all you have to do. Join us next time, Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Dowdy.
Larry Bly. And, Mike is... he's still taking clown lessons. Let that be a lesson.
What if he'd like to be a Shriner?
I don't think he could
be a Kazem clown.
Drive one of them little silly cars.
Yeah. We'll see you next time.